One of the perennial questions in strategy is whether strategy itself is rooted in a time and a place, or whether strategy is, in effect, timeless. Good strategic ideas should be timeless. That said, of course, they do relate to the place that they're happening and to the economic context of the time. A particularly good example of this is what happened during the internet period, when a lot of creators of new internet companies tried to turn the lessons of strategy on their head, boasting that the old strategic concepts didn't apply in this new era. But to understand this a little bit better, let's go back 100 years before to understand one of the great strategic lessons at the turn of the 20th century, before coming back to the turn of the 21st century. At the beginning of the 20th century, an American entrepreneur with a particularly strange name of King Gillette developed razor blades. Well, more to the point, he developed the Gillette razor blade system. The best part about the system for Gillette was that his razor blades only worked in his razors. And so after he gave you a free razor, you had to pay a lot of extra money to buy those razor blades. This became known in strategy as the razor blade model. And there are a lot of other industries in which this razor blade model predominates. For example, if you were to go buy a Sony PlayStation, you might find that that's actually fairly cheap. It's reasonable. In fact, an Xbox, for example, by their competitor Microsoft, loses Microsoft money every time they sell the Xbox, even if it seems like a lot of money that you're spending. How do they make up the money? Well, they make up the money by selling you expensive cartridges. So, in a sense, they're giving you the free razor and making up the money with the razor blade. Okay, so what has this got to do with the internet era? Well, the famous example is of Moore.com. Moore.com was an online pharmacy that operated from the late 1990s for a very short period. They boasted that they were changing the rules of strategy. How were they doing that? Well, in particular, they wanted to get as many people to flock to their site as possible. And so they promised them that as soon as they bought something from the site, they'd never have to pay any more ever again. And in particular, one of the deals that they offered was very cheap Gillette razor blades. Those razor blades cost $1 a package, when similar razor blades from Gillette would normally cost $5 a package in the stores. So if you bought one packet of dollar razor blades, you'd get to buy endless packets then for $1 ever afterwards. There was a catch, however. And the catch I learned when I bought a couple of these razor blades was that I didn't actually own the razor. And so I had to go out and buy an expensive razor. But in effect, that one-time purchase of an expensive razor allowed me to buy endless amounts of cheap, discounted Gillette razor blades. Not surprisingly, Moore.com went out of business soon afterwards. The lesson that they'd failed to appreciate was that the razor blade model is timeless. It may well be that the particular strategies that you have to apply to the internet may be particular to that time and place, and that the internet itself was a different kind of environment than other kinds of retailing. But it wasn't that the old and traditional razor blade model that King Gillette had pioneered at the turn of the century was wrong. It was that they hadn't figured out how to apply it to the particularities of the time and place of the 21st century. And so, you should realize, I hope, that strategic models are timeless in a way, but also particular to a time and place.